Mesechta's Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Vav, 8 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, and we previously discussed that even if we know that Reuven is already a Gadol, we know that he was Hevi Shtei Sayres, however, Abadon still made a takana that he cannot sell any property that he received from his father's estate until he is either 18 or 20. And our Gemara will now discuss various dinim regarding a Gadol, and Amram Nachman Amr Shmuel, and Amram Nachman states the name of Shmuel. Now, although we learned in Mesechta's Nida that once a male is 13 years old and one day, and once a girl is 12 years old and one day, that they were considered gedolim. However, that is only based on a chazaka de Rava that teaches us that there's a chazaka that once a boy is 13 and a girl is 12, that the likelihood is that they already have shtei sayres. However, if most rishonim, that is only a din drabanan, and therefore we could only be soimich on that chazaka de Rava when it is relevant to din drabanan. However, since we cannot rely on the chazaka de Rava b'negei din deraisa, therefore, Rav Nachman teaches us in the name of Shmuel that Baikin L'Kedushin L'Gerishin L'Chalitzin L'Miyunin, that we will be Baidik, a boy or a girl, when it pertains to Kedushin Gerishin Chalitzin L'Miyun, to check if they had base status, Belimke B'Nichsei Avva Adjei Ben Esrim, and even if we know that a boy or girl was Hevishtei Sayres, and therefore they're certainly a Gadol even Midraisa, however, as we previously learned, they cannot sell any Kaka that they receive from the estate of their father until they're 20, and clearly from this last point, we see that Shmuel holds that even a Gadol that's not Yodea B'Tiv Masu Matin cannot sell Kaka that he received from the estate of his father until he's 20, and that is like Rav Huna Bar Chinna in the name of Rav Nachman, and not like Rava who stated in the name of Rav Nachman that he only has to be 18. And Rashbam explains, or Rav Nachman explains in the name of Shmuel, that will break in the Kedushin, Afal Pishu Ben Gimel Shalom V'yem Echad V'isha Bas Yud Be Shalom V'yem Echad L'Yisab Chinna Nashalom L'Chasakinu Kedaylu B'Bnei Seya L'Yichashu Kedushin V'aday Lahakel, and we don't rely on the chazaka de Rava, even lahakel. And for example, kagoyin levatal kedusha sheni shekidish achra b'loy get. Even if Reuven, when it was mekadosh Rachel, and we're not sure if he's a full fledged gadol, and then Shimon goes and is mekadosh Rachel, then we still can't know for certain that Shimon's kedushin was not valid, and there's still a potential that Reuven was still a katan, and therefore Reuven's kedushin wasn't valid, and Shimon is actually going to be married to Rachel. Ela boikin achra v'mehevi sairis oz yechshev kedusha. And the only way that we could ascertain that Reuven's Kedushin was a full-fledged Kedushin is only if we actually are Boidik and we examine Reuven to check if he has Shtei Sayres. And our Gemara now continues that L'Chir, if Rav Nachman just taught us the name of Shmuel, they were already Boidik Reuven B'Shas Kedushin, and we ascertain that he actually is a Gadol, then why would Shmuel also have to tell us that we would also have to be Boidik Reuven B'Negei Gerishin if L'Chir certainly he's a Gadol and certainly he was Hevi Shtei Sayres, and therefore certainly his get would be valid? And the Gemara is, the Kivin the Bedakta Kedushin, that L'Chir, if we were already Baidik Reuven, and we ascertained that he's a Gadol at the time of Kedushin, and we saw that he had Shtei Sayres, so L'Gerish Shalomli, so why would we have to go and be Baidik him once again when he wants to divorce Rachel? The Gemara answers, L'Nitzcha El-Libam, that in the Chinami, Shmuel is teaching Chazadin, been the gay as someone that actually did Yibam. For example, if Reuven's brother was married to Rachel, and he died without having children, and now Rachel fell Yibam to Reuven, and Reuven was still a Katan, but he was over 9 years old, then we know that his bia is a valid bia and his yibum would be valid. And one may have thought that once his yibum was valid while he's a katan, so maybe he could be megarish Rachel even as a katan, and he doesn't have to be a full-fledged gadol. Kamash blon, that Shmuel teaches us, once Reuven was miyabim Rachel, then Rachel is his full-fledged wife, and therefore the only way that he could divorce her is only if he's a gadol, and therefore we have to be boidik and make sure he has shei sayres and he's a gadol mederaisa in order for him to divorce Rachel. And as the Gemara brings down the Tanan, and as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechtas Yevamos, Ben Tesha Shana Ve'Yemecha Shebal Yevintei Kana, that once a boy is 9 years old and one day, and his bia is considered a bia, so therefore he would be Kana Yevama. However, once he does Yibam, and now he's considered married to Rachel, so Enes and Get at Sheigdal, so then he would not be able to give it Get until he becomes a Gadol, until he's 13 years old, and he's also Hevi Shtei Sayres. And the Gemara continues, L'Chalitza, the Gemara is bothered that why does Shmuel have to teach us that we're Baidik L'Chalitza if L'Chir, since we know that the only way that a man can divorce his wife is only if he's a Gadol, and we already stated that we're Baidik L'Gerishin, and L'Chir, we know that we compare the Dinam of Gerishin to the Dinam of Chalitza, therefore certainly he has to be a Gadol if he wants to perform Chalitza. When Maisa, the Pasuk Ben Gei Chalitza states, Vim L'Yach B'Tze Ish, L'Kacha Ses Yevintai, and the Pasuk uses the Lashon Ish, and therefore it's Pashut that we would have to be Baidik L'Chalitza, and what is the Chiddush of Shmuel? And the Gemara explains, La Hafukim Rabbi Yisi, that in Chinami Shmuel is coming to teach us that we don't pass like Rabbi Yisi. The Amma Ish Kasev Pasha, Avol Isha Ben Gedelu Ben Ketana, Kamash Blon, as Rabbi Yisi holds that since B'digei Chalitza, the Pasuk only states a Lashon Ish, and he doesn't mention anything B'digei the godless of an Isha, so Rabbi Yisi holds there is no din that a woman has to be a Gedela at the time that she has Chalitza. Kamash Blon, and Shmuel teaches us that B'digei Chalitza, not only does the man have to be a Gadol, but the woman has to be a Gedela as well. And the Rashbam explains that Shmuel holds that since the Pasuk did not have to say the Lashon Ish, as we could have learned this from the Din of Gerushin, therefore this word Ish is extra, and it must be coming to teach us that not only does the man have to be a Gadol, but the woman has to be a Gedela as well. And as the Gemara tells us that Shmuel holds the Makshin on Ishel Ish to like Rabbi Yisi, and the Gemara continues that Shmuel tells us that we're also Baidik L'Miyunin, and we know that the father of a Ketana can be Mekadesha even while she's a Ketana. However, if her father dies, then really she would be Hefka, and therefore the Rabbanu Misakin that either her brother or her mother could be Mekadesha, even though that would only be a Kedushin Rabbanon. Therefore, the Rabbanon stated that prior to this woman becoming a Gdayla, she could be Mayan, and she could protest, and if she does so, she would annul this marriage. Shmuel therefore teaches us that if there's a Ketana that had Kedushin Rabbanon and wants to be Mayan, so then we would have to be Baidik and make sure that she was not Hevi Shtei Sairis, as once she was Hevi Shtei Sairis, she would no longer be able to be Mayan. And our Gemara teaches us, Lafukim Rabbi Yehuda, that Shmuel is being Mechadish, that all you have to check is if she has Shtei Sairis, and this is coming to exclude from the Din of Rabbi Yehuda, the Amad Shiyah B'Shacha, as Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, that even if a woman has Shtei Sairis, she could still be a Mayan until she has such long hairs that are lying against her body, and it appears as if that area is black. Kamash Malon, like Rabbi Yehuda, and Shmuel teaches us that we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, we only have to examine her if she has Beis Sairis, but once she has Shtei Sairis, then she is already too old to do Mion. How do you know that Shmuel is actually going against this Din of Rabbi Yehuda, as maybe Shmuel is passing like Rabbi Yehuda, and we will be Baidik to make sure that she wasn't at a point yet where it's Yir B'Hashachar, therefore her Mion would be valid. And Taisis answers, that just like we found previously that all the other Bedikas was to check if she has Beis Sairis, therefore over here it was also to check if she had Beis Sairis, but once she has two Sairis, even though they're smaller and they're not as long as the Shir Rabbi Yehuda, she would no longer be able to do Miyun. And Taisa continues, Miyun Tzarech Iyun, Ikam Rabbi Yehuda L'milse Gabi Miyun Dafka Oiloi. And although we explained on Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda set his din and specifically B'digei Miyun, however Zok Taisis, it is possible that Rabbi Yehuda's din not only relevant to Miyun, but it's relevant to all Simani Godless, and the only way that a Gadol or Gedolah would be considered a Gadol is only if they have longer hairs and both Sairis are long enough that it's Yir B'Shachah, whereas some girls should Yir B'Shachah ala Lavan. Ayin Rashbam, who brings down Kamash B'Lon Dilei Krabi Yudum, Sech Tadnidum Farish, Ashi Yir B'Hasairis, V'yu Sheikh Reis, V'Nira Kamash Yer B'Hashachah. And Rashbam specifically states, V'Lei Gars ala Lavan. However, Ayin Tetzidim Maskal, Ashi Yir B'Shachah ala Lavan, Pirish Rabbeinu Shmuel, Dilei Gassina ala Lavan, V'yu Ami, Dilei Gassina Shaper, Da ala Lavan, Hainu ala Basa Shu Lavan, V'ayin Shishke Shachah B'Seir, Hiske Basa B'Lashin Lavan, Ayin Sham. Finally, Rabbi Nachman stated the name of Shmuel, V'lumke B'Nichse Aviv, Achihe Ben Esrim, and even if a boy is over 13 and a girl is over 12 and they brought Simani Godless and they actually have Shtei Sairis, would still not be able to sell Kaka that they received from the estate of their father until they're 20. And the Gemara explains, L'afukim Manda Oma Ben Shmuel Esrei, and this is coming to exclude from the Manda Oma that we had on the Afkuf Nuneum and Aleph, which was Rav in the name of Nachman, that the Shear is 18 and not 20. And clearly we see over here, Rav Nachman actually stated in the name of Shmuel that the Shear is 20, like Rav Huna Bar Chunin said in the name of Rav Nachman. The Gemara continues that on Daf Kuf Nun Hey, we actually had two different machleksim between Rav in the name of Rav Nachman and Rav Huna Bar Chunin in the name of Rav Nachman. Number one, we had machlekes where Rav said that the Shear is 18 years old and Rav Huna Bar Chunin said that the Shear is 20 years old. And number two, we had a machlekes if Teichsman is Kilfnezman or Kilachesman. And Rav said that Teichsman is Kilfnezman and Rav Huna Bar Chunin said that Teichsman is Kilachesman. Our Gemara now paskin v'hilchus a Teichsman Kilfnezman, that although we didn't pass like Rava and the shear for a cotton to be able to sell is 20 and not 18, however we actually pass like Rava that the shear is a full 20 years old. In order to sell the kaka of your father, a person has to be 20 years old in one day, and he can't only be within his 20th year, and if he'd be only 19 years and one day, then it would not be a valid sale. And we pass like Rava in the name of Rav Nachman. The Gemara Gemara continues, V'hilchasukah Gidul Ba'Manshia, that the halacha follows the sugya and the din that we saw by the story of Gidul Ba'Manshia that sent the shayla to Rav, and he asked him, Tinoikis Basa Boshon and V'yemecha V'yodas B'tivu Maso Mato Mahu, and L'maisa Rav responded that it would be a valid sale, even though they're not 20, and although we mentioned that the only time that someone could sell the kaka that they received from the estate of the father is only once at 20, that is talking about someone that is not Yodea B'tivu Maso Matan Kolkach. However, if someone is an expert in Maso Matan, then once a male or female are gedolim, and they're either over 13 or 12 respectively, and they were heavy simonim, then even if they sell the kaka that they received from the estate of their father, it would be a valid sale. The Gemara also teaches us V'hilchasukah Mazutra, that although Mazutra agreed that someone that's less than 20 and is not Yodea B'tivu Maso Matan cannot testify regarding kaka, however, certainly someone that's over 13 can testify regarding metaltalin, even if they're in Yodea B'tivu Maso Matan. The Gemara continues, V'hilchasukah Meima, and we also pass in like the member of Ameima that we saw on the bottom of Daf Kuf Nun Hayom Beis, that although he stated that a person that's less than 20 years old cannot sell the kaka of his father's estate, but he can give that away as Matana. And as Ameima explained at the top of Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, that there's a major chiluk between a Matana and a sale, I Amrit Zvini Zvini, Zimnin and Makakish Le Zuze, Ozo Mazmul Kulin Nixi Davua, but Benegay Matana, I Lav Dahavle Nomine, Lo Yavayav Le Matana. Finally, the Gemara tells us, V'hilchasukah Rav Nachman Amashmuel Bekulu, and the halacha followed the din that we mentioned from Rav Nachman and Amashmuel, the Baikin Lekadushin Legerishin Lechalitza Lomunin, Velimka Benichse Aviv Ashi Ben Esrim. Let us continue with the new Mishnah, and although until this point we were speaking about the din of Matna Shchimra, and we mentioned multiple times that when someone is very sick and they're lying in bed and they give away a matana, and as long as they gave away all of the assets, there is no requirement for them to make a kinyan, and Bediba Ba'alma, it would suffice. And as we know, Divrei Shchimra is Chesuvim Chemesurin Dami, and as we stated multiple times, that if Reuven was a Shchimra and he gave away all his assets to Shimon, and once Reuven dies, then Shimon would acquire all of Reuven's assets, and this would be Bediba Ba'alma B'loi Kinyan. However, since Reuven gave away all his assets, therefore there's an umdana that he only meant to give away his assets if he actually dies, but if he doesn't die, he won't have any assets in order to survive and in order to support himself. And therefore, certainly Reuven never meant to give away his assets if he gets better, and therefore the din is Imam al-Khayza that if Reuven would get better, then the matana would not be a valid matana and it would not be chal. And although it would seem that everyone agrees to this din, however, as we will see from our Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer will disagree with his idea, and he doesn't hold the whole concept of a matna shchimra. Therefore, if you Rabbi Lezer, even if Reuven is very sick and he's a shchimra and he says, I'm giving away all my assets to Shimon, then even if Reuven dies, Shimon would not be claiming his assets unless Shimon made a kinyan. If Shimon actually made a kinyan, then even if Reuven gets better, then Shimon would have a right to these assets, as Lemaisa Rabbi Lezer argues on the whole concept of a matna shchimra. Our Mishnah begins, that if Reuven is writing his last will and testament and he's giving away his assets, so Rabbi Lezer ima echa bariv echa mesukin, then it doesn't make a difference if Reuven is healthy or if he's sick. Then any piece of kaka that he wants to give away, there has to be a valid kinyan. And as we know, you kinyan a kaka through a kinyan kesef shtar chazaka, v'she'in lemachrayis a niknan el meshicha, and any of Reuven's assets that are metaltlin would be acquired through a kinyan meshicha or any other kinyan that would work b'negir that type of metaltlin. Let's see the Rashbam. Rabbi Lezer svirle the divrei shchimra einim chesuvim chumesurin klal el kabari ba'alma, and it's always like a matnas bari mitzar kinyan kishat matnas bari. The Afagad demist like Kodim Mekal Matana B'loi Kinyan, and even if Reuven would die, then Shimon would not be Koina unless he made a Kinyan. And Rashbam continues that you shouldn't think that the only time Rabbi Lezer stated his din is B'negeya Matna Shchimra that was stated Stoma, but let's say Reuven actually states that I'm giving away my assets because I think I'm going to die. So one may think that in this case Rabbi Lezer would agree to the Chachamim that there would not be a requirement for a Kinyan. Rashbam explains that even in the case of Mitzav Machmas Misa, Rabbi Lezer still requires a Kinyan, and Ayin Rashbam, who brings a riot to this point, and Ayin and Taisus, who points out that some are Goyis Rabbi Eliezer instead of Rabbi Lezer, but Zak Taisus that we should be Goyis Rabbi Lezer, and the Mishnah is referring to Rabbi Lezer ben Shmua, and as we will see in our next Mishnah, that Rabbi Eliezer himself actually agrees to the concept of Matna Shchimra, and he holds that Dibre Shchimra is Chesuvim Chemesurin Dami. And let's keep in mind that when we learn the Gemara, we will see that our Gersin in our Gemara is Rabbi Eliezer, and the Mesorish Shas keeps changing it to Rabbi Lezer to conform with our Mishnah. And our Mishnah continues, and the Bach actually is in, and the Chacham hold And it doesn't make a difference if Reuven is healthy or if he's a Shimra. In all cases, you would be kaina even by Mir Ba'alma. Number one, Divrei Shimra is Chachsum and Chumasur and Dami. And if Reuven is healthy, but he's being Mitzav Machas Benisa, then Shimon would also be kaina by Mir Ba'alma. And we continue on Daf Kuf Nun Vav and Beis, and the Mishnah continues, Amru Loi, that Chacham stated to Rabbi Lezer, that I'll bring you a raya that if someone's Mitzav Machas Misa, or if someone is a Shimra, that you could be kaina by Mir Ba'alma, and there's no requirement for a kinyan. And the raya is from the following story, as Maisa Be'im Shel B'nei Reichel, that there was a story with the mother of the children of Reichel, and Reichel was the name of their father, Shahisa Chayla, and this woman was sick. But Amr, she said, Turu Kivunas Labiti, give my brooch, which is some sort of a pin that closes up the top part of a beged of a woman, and give it to my daughter. He Bishtei Masamana, and it's very valuable, and it's worth $1,200. Umesa, and she died, Bekimus Devra, and the Chamu Makayim her words, and they gave it to the daughter, even though no kinyan was made. And clearly we see when someone's mitzav machas misa, there's no requirement for a kinyan. And the Mishnah continues, Amar lahen, so Rabbi Elazar responded to Chachamim, B'nei Reichel, Tikvarim Imam, that over there was a very special scenario, as since the sons of Reichel were Rishoyim, therefore the Chachamim did not want them to inherit their mother, and therefore, although generally there is a requirement to have a kinyan, but based on Hefka Bezen Hefka, the Chachamim took away this piece of jewelry from the sons and made sure that her daughter could keep this pin. And the Lashon of B'nei Reichel, Tikvarim Imam, is really a curse that these sons of Reichel should have been buried by their mother, and they should have died earlier than the mother, and they would have predeceased the mother, which is of course a curse, as the children should generally die after their mother. And Ayin Rashbam, who states, Amar lahen, Eim Avin Raya B'nei Reichel, the Rishayim Hayu, V'alavai, Shetikvarim Imam, can refer to time of Gemara, V'knasu, the Konsum Rabbanon, L'kayim Atnes Imam, L'bita, B'lei Kinyin, based on the Klal of Hefka Bezen Hefka. But generally, if someone is a Shimra, or someone is Mitzav Machmas Visa, then there's still a requirement for a Kinyin, as Rabbi Elazar doesn't agree to the concept of the Matna Shimra, and we explain the Gemara based on one side of the Rashbam, and let us see the Rashbam at the top of the Amid, Dima Maskal, Shaisa Chayla, V'Amr, Tinaslan, Kivinasa, Kabliti. Initially, the Rashbam explains that in Matna Shimra, B'lei Shir Haisa, that if we're talking about a scenario where this was her only asset, and she gave away all her assets to her daughter, so therefore it was a Matna Shimra without having any Shir, Iklamema, the Maidu Abelezim, Mitzav Machmas Misa, Loi Bayi Kinyin, then we could say that this is not a Raya to the Dinah Mitzav Machmas Misa, as it could be, Rabbi Elazar would agree that if there would be a case of being Mitzav Machmas Misa, and she specifically would have stated, I'm doing so because I'm about to die, then certainly there would not be a requirement for Kinyin, for who would have missed. However, that Matana would only be Chal if the person died. And as Rashbam states, as L'maisa, we'd rather not say that this story was Dafka in a case where she would be Mitzav Machmas Misa. However, if we're going to say that she had other assets, and this pin wasn't her only asset, so then the only potential reason why you should not require a kinyan is only if this story was a scenario where she was being mitzava machmas misa, and she was specifically stated that the reason why I'm giving the pin away is not based on a standard matana, but it's only because I'm being mitzava machmas misa. The mat neshchimra mixa is kule alma maydun loy mekanyan b'amira, as even the chacham agreed that if it would be a mat neshchimra mixa, then certainly there would be a requirement of a kinyan. We explain the word kivinasi based on the Rashbam on Daf Kufnun Aleph. However, Ayin Taisis due to the mask kivinas labiti pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel neishku blash shechageres bat zavara vein nilri mid am b'shavas perak b'mayishu yitza v'leitetsu b'kulya v'kamina b'gemara may b'kulya am rab mechbanta haynu kivinasi d'hacha u'pirush Rashi haskam neishka v'loma asa lotsis by b'shavas, and why would it be asa to go out with that on Shabbos? Maloy inu asa Elul Derech Malbush, Lemaisa, it's made in order to use it for clothing. V'shalfu Machri Nami Leishayach Bei, Kivin Shetigal B'Sara. Certainly, we don't have to be choishish that she may take it off on Shabbos in order to show a friend, and she'll come to carry in the street on Shabbos. As Lemaisa, if she would take it off, she would be Megal HaBasa, and certainly that would not be Tznius, and she would not do so. And Ayin Taisis Days brings down from the Riyah, Kapirish or Arach, Shapirish Bekolyar, who Kein Atara, that's some sort of a crown. However, Taisis brings that based on other Gemaras, it must be that it was some part of the crown that had a sharp edge, Ayin Shum. And our Gemara begins, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Amar and Rabbi Elazar Chachamim, Rabbi Elazar, who doesn't hold with the concept of Matna Shimra, said to the Chachamim, Maisa b'mereini echad, or as the Grachas Gerius, Maisa b'mereini echad, Shai b'shlayim, and he was in Shlayim, b'hoyle mitalflin harbe, and he had a lot of mitalflin, u'bikish litlin b'matana, he wanted to give all his assets away as a matana, and at this point, the Gemara feels that we're talking about a person that was a Shimra, and Amuloy and Chachamim Yushlayim told him, Ein lehem takana Ad Shikna Al Gav Kako, that since the people that you want to give this matana to are not here, so the only way that they could acquire this matana is only Agav Kako, Meholach V'Lokach Beis Sela Echot Tzamach L'Shlayim, and therefore, in order to be able to effectuate this Kinyan Agav, so this person went and bought a very inexpensive piece of land that was full of rocky soil, and therefore it wasn't very expensive, and he bought that next to Yushlayim. He then went over to a third party, and he was mocked to him a part of that kaka va'om, and he said, Tzvayne lo Pliny, that I'm giving part of this field to Pliny, v'imoy me'etzayin u'me'echavius, together with the kaka, I'm b'makna agav the kaka, 100 sheep and 100 barrels of wine. And he then said, v'joyim lo Pliny, and I'm b'makna the southern part of this field to Pliny, v'imoy me'etzayin u'me'echavius, and agav the kinyan that you're making for Pliny of the southern side of this field, so he will also be cleaner based on the kinyan agav, 100 sheep and 100 barrels of wine, or mace, and then this person died, v'kim chacham mes devarav, and chacham will mekayim his words, and the kinyan was valid. And Rabbi Elazar says to the chachamim that if you correct the divrei shchivra as chesuvim chemesurin dami, then why into the chachamim yushlayim, just tell this person that you could be makna your assets, b'diba ba'alma, b'loy kinyan. The Gemara continues, Amar lo, the chacham responded to Rabbi Elazar, misham raya, that how could bring raya from that story, mureini barihaya, that it wasn't a case where mureini was a shchivra, and mureini was actually healthy at that time, and therefore certainly we agree that there was a requirement for a kinyan, and that's why the chachamim yushlayim told him that there's a requirement for a kinyan, and they gave him an itza to use a kinyan agav. And ayin rashbam v'lochach beisola she'in a roy lizria, that it wasn't roy if was ria, but kana bezoil l'shem kain al menas lahaknes boy. And since he really didn't want his kaka, and he only wanted to use the kaka in order to be makna his nechassim, so therefore he wanted to make sure to get a very inexpensive piece of land. And the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah that after the chacham tried to bring a raya from the story of Imel Shel Bnei Reichel against Rabbi Elazar, so Amar Lahen, Rabbi Elazar said to them, Bnei Reichel Tikparim Iman, that you can't bring a raya from the sons of Reichel, as Lamaisa they were Rishoyim, and therefore the Rabbanon knas them, and they said that the sister should receive this jewelry, and they did so based on the din of Hefka Bezen Hefka, but not based on the din of Divrei Shchivra Kechsurim Chemesurim Dami. And the Gemara asked, My time Kalait Lu, the Lamaisa, what did they do wrong, and why is it that Rabbi Elazar cursed them? And Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Mekayim Mekaitim Mekarim Ayu, that they were Mekayim thorns in a vineyard. Rabbi Elazar L'Tameh and Rabbi Elazar L'Gon L'Shitasai, the Tzan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechtes Klayim, HaMekayim Kreitzim Bekerim, that even if someone's Mekayim Kreitzim in a Kerim, so Rabbi Elazar Ima Kidesh, Rabbi Elazar holds that it becomes Klayim, and you're not allowed to do so. However, Chamaim Le Kidesh, Aladavish Shekomo Mekayimin, that the only time that if you plant something next to a vineyard, that it becomes Klayim, is only if that item that you planted, and that you be Mekayim in the vineyard, is something that is generally kept, and something that is generally protected. And the Gemara asks, Rabbi Chanina asks, my time Rabbi Elazar, the Lemaisa, what is this for Rabbi Elazar, and why should this be considered Klayim? He explains, Shekein by Rabia, Mekayim and Koitzim Besodas Ligmalayan, as since in Arabia, they would actually be Mekayim these types of thorns in their Sodas for their camels, and therefore it is considered Klayim. And Ayin Rashbam, Bekarim, the Chaygav, the Eshkam, Mesechtes Klayim, the Michael Behema, have a Klayim Bekarim, Mishum Le Sizra Karmacha Klayim, Vafil Mekayim Loika, the Nashim Mayakotim Klayim Sod Chaloi, Shekein by Rabia, Rabbanan Basar Rubid Alma Asli, however, Rabbanan go based on Reva Alma, She'ena Mekayim Mesadat Sagam Atleyen, therefore, they didn't consider this to be an Issa. However, the sons of Reichel were going against the Shita Rabbi Elazar, they were being over on the Issa of Klayim, and therefore, Rabbi Elazar stated that they should be cursed, and he stated, Bnei Reichel Tikbrim Iman. The Gemara now continues, Rabbi Levi states that even though we passing like Rabbanan, and we passing like Divrei Shchivra Kechsurim Chemesurim Dami, and therefore, there's no requirement for a Kinyan, however, Koinen Kinyan Mishchivra, Filu B'Shabbos, that even so, we allow a Shchivra to actually make a Kinyan on Shabbos. Rabbi Levi explains, V'leid Lachash L'Divrei Rabbi Elazar, that the reason why we allow him to make this Kinyan is not because we're Choshish for the words of Rabbi Elazar that a Shchivra may need a Kinyan. Certainly, we passing like Rabbanan that Divrei Shchivra is Kechsurim Chemesurim Dami, and there's no requirement for a Kinyan. Elo Shematitra of Daite Love, and the reason why we allow him to make a Kinyan is since he may think that there's a requirement for a Kinyan, and when a person's that sick, that uncertainty would have a major effect on his health. Even though, L'chayr, maybe the Rabbanah should have made a takana that we should just tell the Shchivra that he should know there's no requirement to make a Kinyan, but he may not believe us, and therefore, based on Pekuach Nefashis, we even allowed him to make a Kinyan. And Rashbam points out that really Rabbi Levi is telling us an even greater Chiddush, that certainly in a case where he's a Shchivra and he's giving away all his assets, and therefore, according to the Chachamim, Divrei Shchivra is Chesurim Chemesurim Dami, and there's no requirement for a Kinyan, then certainly we would allow him to make a Kinyan, as really the Kinyan is like a Chuchot Tula, as he's not really doing anything. However, even in a case where Reuven is a Shchimra and he's only giving away Matana B'miksas, where there's a requirement to make a Kinyan, so one may think over there we would not allow him to make a Kinyan on Shabbos, to Mashmalan that he could still make a Kinyan on Shabbos. And as Rashbam points out, and even so, we allow him to make such a Kinyan on Shabbos in order that it should not be detrimental to this person's health. As even though the Kinyan is not doing anything, also, Ayin the Rashbam, right before the Mishnah, as Rabbeinu Gershom states, the ikas shchimra the choshev b'daitoy the im ad nasek klum b'loy kinyin the afagam the minulei leitzricha kinyin leisamich daitoy ayin sham. Let's continue with the new Mishnah. Though we just saw a machlekes between Rabbi Loza and the Chachamim, if a shchimra is required to make a kinyin, or if we say divrei shchimra kachsuvim chemesurin dami. However, even in the sheet of the Chachamim that hold that divrei shchimra is kachsuvim chemesurin dami and there's no requirement for a kinyin, there is machlekes between Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Shua. The Mishnah teaches us, Rabbi Leza teaches us, b'Shabbos dvar v'kayomim, p'reisha in yoch lichtayv avaloi b'chol. Now, although the Chachamim made a takana b'negiya shchimra, that he doesn't need a kinyan, they only made this takana on Shabbos. As Rashbam explains, that since minadin in yoch lichtayv v'lichtayv b'Shabbos, that since you can't make a kinyan and you can't write on Shabbos, so shem etitrif daitir lov, therefore, specifically on Shabbos, the Rabbanim made a takana, the divri shchimra is kechsuv n'chimisurin dami. However, during the weekday, where it's possible to write and it's possible to make a kinyan, so there was no requirement to make a kinyan, as Rabbanon felt that let this person just make a kinyan, and there's no reason why it should be titrif daitei love. However, the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Shua argues on Rabbi Leza, and he states, b'Shabbos amru and kavachayim b'chol, since even you agree that the Chum made this takana on Shabbos, where it's impossible for him to make a kinyan, and it's impossible for him to write, and even so they stated that devar kechsuv n'chum esurin dami, and certainly there's a kavachayim that during the weekday, we would also state that divrei shchimra is kechsuv n'chum Mesurin Dami, and as Rashbam points out, the Kavachayim Bechol, the Chol Rei Labila, Ein Bila Makavisbai, that since during the weekday it's possible to make a Kinyan and it's possible to write, therefore, certainly where it's Rei Labila, then Ein Bila Makavisbai, and it's easier for the Chacham to make a Tekana, the Divrei Shchimra is Kechsuvim Chemesurin Dami. And the Mishnah continues, Kiyaitzabai, that we have a similar machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, which will be relevant to the din of Zachla Adam Shalai Befanov, as the Mishnah explains that according to Rabbi Lezer, Zachla Kotem Vein Zachla Gadol, Rabbi Leza, that although the Chacham made a takana that you can be zeicha for a cotton, that is because a cotton is not a badass and can't be zeicha by himself, and therefore we stated zachal adam shloi b'fanav. However, since a gadol can be koiner by himself, therefore the Chacham would not misaken the din of zechia. The fear of Leza, the din of zachal adam shloi b'fanav would not work by a gadol. However, Rabbi Shua imel the cotton amru kavuchim legadol, that since the Chacham made a takana of zachal adam shloi b'fanav but a gay cotton, then certainly the din of zechia would apply to a gadol. Based on a kavachayma and a svaro, kolorei labila in bila makavisbai, and as Rashbam points out, the kolshkin legadol, and number one, sheyesh liyad lekabel v'liskais, that the gadol himself can be koina on his own accord, and number two, v'shlich nami matzi mashvi, and l'maisa, there's a din of shlichas for a gadol, which is not relevant to a cotton, and the hilka kolshkin de zachon leishalai b'fonav. Our Gemara begins and discusses the machlikas that we had between Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Shua and our Mishnah, and the Gemara states, mastisim money, that who is our Mishnah going like? And the Gemara states, Rabbi Yehuda he, that this is the version of the Machlekes of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua that is brought by Rabbi Yehuda. As we will see, the Gemara will now bring a Braisa that will bring a Shita of Rabbi Meir and the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda as to exactly what the Machlekes was between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, and our Mishnah will be clearly like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbi Meir. The Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, Rabbi Meir states that the Machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua is as follows. Rabbi Lezer Imer, b'chol dvar kayomim, p'lish yoch lichtoiv avaloi b'shabes, that the Shita of Rabbi Lezer that Rabbi Meir brings down is exactly the opposite of what we saw in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Leza actually holds that when the Chacham made a takana that divrei shchimra is kechsuvim chemesurin dami, they only stated this during the weekday, since this person has the ability and the koyach to actually make a kinyan. Therefore, the Chacham said shlei titrif daitai, since we have a klal that kol arei labila in bila makavis boy, therefore we didn't require shchimra to make an actual kinyan. But since on Shabbos it's not roi labila, as it's us also to make a kinyan. Therefore, the Chacham did not make this takana. And on Shabbos, we do not have the klal of divrei shchivim as chesuvim chemesurin dami. However, Rabbi Meir continues. The Rabbi Shua Imer, Rabbi Shua argues in Rabbi Leza, and although Rabbi Shua will state exactly like he said in our Mishnah, however, the reason is not based on the reason of our Mishnah. We continue on Daf Kufnun Zayim Aleph. B'chol Amru v'kavu chaim l'Shabbos. That since we see that Chacham made a takana for shchivimra, that divrei shchivimra is chesuvim chemesurin dami during the weekday, and even though it's possible for him to make a kinyan, and even so we're concerned, Shematitrif Daiti Love, then certainly on Shabbos we have to be concerned, Shematitrif Daiti Love, as if we wouldn't say Divrei Shchivimra is Kechsuvim Chemesurin Dami, then he won't have any way to give this Matana away, and it'll be Titrif Daiti Love. Therefore, certainly the din of Divrei Shchivimra is Kechsuvim Chemesurin Dami is not only relevant to weekday, but it's also relevant on Shabbos. Rice continues, the Ramei explains, Kiyotzbei Zachal Gadol Vein Zachal Katan Divrei Beleza. Although in our Mishnah we brought down the sheet of Rabbi Leza that Zachal Katan Vein Zachal Gadol, however, Rabbi Meir states that Rabbi Leza's sheet is that you could be zeicher l'gadol, however, you can't be zeicher for a cotton. And in Taisus at the bottom of the Amid, who explains that the reason why you can't be zeicher for a cotton is a kibin eschiyah mitam shlichus madim mati mashvi shliach yesh leischiyah or madloim mati mashvi shliach in leischiyah. And since a cotton is not under pasha of shlichus, therefore the din of schiyah does not apply. Once again, we see that this version of Rabbi Leza's shita is not the same as our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir continues that b'negiyah schiyah Rabbi Shua holds begadol amru kavachim lekatan. Once again, the outcome of Rabbi Shua is exactly like a Mishnah, but not for the same reason. As in a Mishnah, we saw Rabbi Shua imel lekatan amru kavachim lekadol. In this price, Rabbi Meir teaches us Rabbi Shua states begadol amru and kavachim lekatan. And the Mefarshim now bothered that lechira according to Rabbi Shua, how could you use this kavachim if lechira the reason why a gadol could be kaina through schia because he's able to be mana shliach, and lechira how could you now go and make a kavachim to a katan? Therefore, they explain that lefi Rabbi Shua, the whole din of Zchia is only Midrabbanan. Therefore, Rabbi Shua explained that since the Rabbanan made a takana of Zchia for a gadol, and even though a gadol has other ways to make a kinyan, then certainly the Rabbanan would make such a takana of Zchia for a katan that has no other way to be kain or something. And as we explained, this version that Rabbi Meir just brought down of the two machleksin between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua is not like our Mishnah. However, the Brisa now continues, Rabbi Huda brings down another version of the machleksin between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, and this will be exactly like a Mishnah, as Rabbi Lezer imed b'Shabbos tovav kayom p'lishin yachlichto b'avloi b'chol. Rabbi Shua imed b'Shabbos amru kavachim b'chol ki yitzu b'izach l'katav yitzach l'gadol liver Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Shua imed l'katan amru kavachim l'gadol, which is exactly like our Mishnah. Therefore, we clearly see that our Mishnah is going to feed the sheet of Rabbi Huda as to the version of the two machlekes in between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, and we will stop over here.